Well, I don't like starting the week off with sad Wiki Corner, but we have to today because Luke Perry passed away at the age of 52.
Yeah. We saw the news late last week that
he had a stroke.
Suffered a stroke.
Yeah.
And but then everybody thought he was going to be okay, it sounded like.
Yeah.
And, you know, sad that he had a stroke, but happy that he was going to be okay. And then, you know, we got news halfway through the day today.
Yeah.
That, no, he did indeed pass away today.
Yeah.
Very sad.
So sad. So young.
Yeah. 52.
So he was born Coy Luther Perry III.
Well, that's a name. That's a name.
Yes. And he was known for playing Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210 from 1990 to 1995, and then again from 1998 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, he was starring as Fred Andrews on the CW series Riverdale.
Mm.
Perry was raised in Fredericktown, Ohio. There, he was the school mascot, the Fredericktown High School mascot, Freddie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He moved to Los Angeles shortly after high school to pursue acting, as he had no opportunities to do so in Ohio. Not surprising.
No.
In an interview with Whoopi Goldberg in the 90s, not sure why Whoopi was interviewing him, but she was.
Well, she had like a late night talk show for about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he was like the guest.
Maybe.
She had.
So Perry said he had auditioned for 215 acting jobs before finally scoring his first TV commercial.
Really?
Yeah. After appearing in the music video Be Cruel to Your School for the band Twisted Sister, Perry's earliest roles were in daytime soap operas called Loving and Another World. Oh. Following this, he won the role of the brooding millionaire's son, Dylan McKay, on the teen drama Beverly Hills 90210. He had originally auditioned for the role of Steve Sanders, but lost out to Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Perry's character was not an original cast member of the show, and he was first featured in the show's second episode. He was originally intended to only appear in one story arc for one or two episodes.
Really?
Fox was initially reluctant to have him included as a regular, but Aaron Spelling felt differently and gave Perry a bigger role during the first 2 years until the network was won over.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So in an attempt to find more mature roles, he decided to leave Beverly Hills 90210 in 1995. Although he announced that 90210 is behind him, his departure would eventually turn out to be only for 3 years. He returned in 1998 for, quote, financial reasons.
He needed a paycheck.
Right.
And that's fine. Perfectly fine.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
So Perry had many guest starring roles over the years, including on Spin City, Will and Grace, Law and Order SVU, and Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Perry appeared on Broadway in 2001 in a revival of the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, really?
Playing Brad Majors.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of funny. In 2004, he appeared in the London production of When Harry Met Sally as Harry, alongside Allison Hannigan as Sally. Following his appearance in the stage adaptation of When Harry Met Sally, he was asked to reprise his role as Dylan McKay in a guest appearance on 90210, but owing to scheduling conflicts with Shannon Doherty, he was subsequently written out of the episode.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he had two children. His son, Jack, is a professional wrestler known by his ring name, Jungle Boy Nate Coy.
Oh, it rhymes.
Yes.
And so when you say wrestler, you mean like really like a professional wrestler? Like a Hulk Hogan kind of wrestler?
I guess.
Are there different
tiers
of wrestling?
I don't know.
Probably.
I guess.
Well, there's the tier that you went to see.
Or
like
the
Pineapple
local,
Jacks.
The local tier, right.
And there's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So on February 27th, Perry suffered a major stroke at his home in Sherman Oaks, California, and he passed away 4 days later today at the age of 52.